Hello everyone, Willem Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Share principles, perspectives from decades of teaching leaders to be more productive with less stress. Today we're going to speak about time. Do you feel energized? Feel that you have vitality, inspiration, focus, clarity in life day by day by day? Or do you feel more tired, stressed, worn out, frustrated, actually hopeless than you would want? It's so common for powerful leaders that I meet and train to have the experience of there is this lack of energy and clarity and aliveness in life, and days go by and there's just more and more work and more production and problems to resolve. Well, a simple distinction to start to look at with regards to time here is: are you investing enough time in yourself, or do you have too little time for yourself? And I don't mean being alone, I mean for yourself. So when you don't take time for yourself, you notice your energy goes down, your inspiration goes down, your capacity goes down. When you have sufficient time for yourself, you get energized, you get focused, you get more certain, you get more clear, because there's time for you. Now, taking time for yourself, what does that mean? Well, to me it means that's dedicated time for you, for activities that when you get active with those, you get more capacity and more power. You have more access to the resource you are in life when you invest time in yourself. There are many things you can do there. For some people, it's just plain rest. Being alone for a while and taking a nap in the afternoon. If you have a busy family life, that can be great, right? Or more time for sleep. Rest and recovery is time some people need. For other people, it's just time to do what they love when they want it. I had one leader in a company who has decided that enough is enough. I need to invest time in myself. And the only thing she did was she took Saturday mornings, extended them up till about 1 or 2 o'clock, and set up with her husband that this is my time. I would love if I could wake up Saturday mornings and have no plans and just do whatever I feel like. Would that be okay for you? And her husband said, yes, sure, that worked great, because then he could take the kids and do stuff and have a good time himself. And she didn't even use every week Saturday till 2 o'clock for herself, but she knew there is space for me. Some Saturdays she used the time for only herself, some other Saturdays it was family time or kids time, but just knowing that I have space. It can be simple things like that. I personally take time to study something every day. It could be a short 10 minutes in the car. It could be a 40-minute educational video that I study. It could be recordings from stuff that I am interested in. And I reflect in writing on what I learn often. So study time for me is the perfect Wilhelm time where I learn and thrive long term because I'm learning new things. What's time for you? For you? What would you love to have more time to do? Is it some hobby you have? Uninterrupted time for yourself? Time when you take a child or your children to some place? When my kids were small, they are now 25 and 27, we had mom and dad days. I had one of my sons for a whole day, and him and I just did something that he wanted to do. Day in the weekend when it was just parent and kid connection with one kid, not all the family together, but one-on-one connection time. It's just wonderful if you have children. You know what you should do more of to have time for you. You actually know, if you look in your heart, what's there for you to invest even an hour or two a week so you have more time for you. Because either you make sure that you have time for yourself, or other people are going to take all your time and you're left with that tiredness and sense of boredom and hopelessness. And it's just a function of you not spending enough time for you. Thanks for listening, and welcome back anytime.